words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Welcome to another program with Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. You're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. I pray we would be a blessing to you today. With our Bibles open to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, I want to begin in prayer and then look again at some thoughts concerning the judgment seat of Christ and perhaps get into the exposition of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. So go with me to the Lord in prayer, ask for God's blessing upon this preacher and to your heart as well. Father, it is in Jesus' name that I now pray. I pray you would help me that your people might be blessed today and that some poor sinner may come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Father, thank you. And I love you because you first loved me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Now, we left off last week hurriedly mentioning some truth about the judgment seat of Christ. It is that time where I believe just after the rapture, yet in the air, before our entrance into heaven, we will be reviewed and recompensed as the children of God, being judged as servants for our works, whether they were worthwhile or worthless. And in this time, there will be for some reward. There will be for some regret, but there will be for all praise as we are on the foundation, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Truly, the Lord Jesus is bringing His reward with Him to give to every man according as his work shall be. Revelation 22 and verse 12. Now, this word bema that we used is the Greek word translated as judgment seat, and refers to a raised place such as a platform mounted by steps. It is the official seat of a judge, the place of either a rostrum or a tribunal. In ancient Rome, a rostrum was a scaffold or an elevated place in the forum where orations, pleadings, funeral harangues, or judgment was delivered. A tribunal is the seat of a judge, the bench on which the judge sits and his associates sit for the purpose of administering judgment. Herod had such a structure built, and he watched the athletic games and made speeches to the people from this Bema seat. It is an elevated place, then, constructed for the purposes of addressing people, of viewing the games, and reviewing the athletic competitors, and administering judgment or dispensing reward. I believe from these thoughts that we've gathered up from several scriptures, 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18, Luke 14 and 14, 1 Corinthians 4, 4 and 5, 1 Corinthians 3, 10 through 15, 2 Corinthians 5, 8 through 10, and several more we could cite, but we will not for this time. I believe that Christ, who is coming in the air, will establish his judgment seat somewhere between heaven and earth. The Bema seat will convene in the heavenlies, and from there we will enter heaven and be gathered around the throne of God. Therefore, brethren, let us so run now that we might obtain the victor's crown then, and we can wear it as given to us from our Lord, and then return it to our Lord as the one who alone is worthy. Revelation 4, 4, 10 and 11. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. Brethren, the time for dedication, for devotion, for discipline, for doing is now, not then. The time for submission, for sacrifice, for service is now, not then. The time for praying and preaching and practicing in this world the Christian faith that Christ has given us is now, not then. The time for loving and giving and sending and going is now, not then. The time for obedience to the opportunities that God puts before us is now, not then. The time for faithfulness to the Son of God and the will of God and the Word of God and the work of God and the house of God is now, not then. Now there is time to repent and return to our first love and do the first works. Then it will be too late. Let us live today with this day ever before our hearts and our minds. And may it affect our feet and our hands as we labor for the Lord we love, who first loved us. Now look to 1 Corinthians 3. The first five verses, we want you to notice every man's Lord to which he is accountable. We are responsible and answerable to Jesus Christ, the Lord. Look at verse 5, the last statement. Even as the Lord gave to every man. In these first five verses, you see, first of all, the members of the church. Verses 1 through 4. Then you see the ministers of Christ. In verse 5. The church members were marked by a lack of maturity in the things of God. Carnality was what marked their lives. They had not matured in their growth. Look at verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. Their walk with God, they had not advanced in their walk, nor in the Word of God, verse 2, nor in their witness for God. They were yet carnal, fleshly, but also they had not matured in grace. In verse 3, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? They were walking as carnal rather than spiritual men. Although converted, they were living as if they were unregenerate and marked by fleshliness. They were worshiping men, had taken their eyes off of Christ, being more loyal to men, to Paul, to Apollos, rather than Jesus Christ. And they were thinking of men above that which is written, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, verses 14 through 16. Our standard must be that which is written by God and not that which is spoken by man. They had not matured in growth. They had not matured in grace. Therefore, they had not matured in God. This lack of maturity among the saints is abnormal. It should not be that the babe in Christ does not grow. Where there is life, there will be growth, unless there is sickness or abnormalities. We should be maturing in the things, in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Therefore, the members of the church should forsake their carnality and run to Christ, give Him their all, and recognize that men are just men. They are the ministers of Christ, whom the Lord gave to the church, that men by them might believe on Jesus Christ. Now we'll begin there next week, the Lord willing. I want to give you a couple of thoughts concerning the ministers, but Paul turns the attention away from man and points the eye of every man to the Lord. Both minister and member stand inferior and on level ground before the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.